This is Passport to Texas. Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine spent the past year taking us to some of the most iconic parks in the system. Editor Louis Bond shares her inspiration for the year of state parks.
I think it started when I had the rare pleasure of meeting Jonathan Jarvis, who is the director of the National Park System. And it was right before they kicked off their big 100th anniversary of national parks. And he talked to me about some of the programs they were doing. And I thought, well, you know, that's just fantastic. And gosh, I love our state parks so much, too, that we should feature them as well. So that was really the inspiration for the year of state parks.
But the inspiration did not stop there.
And my other inspiration came from the fact that during my 10 years at Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine, I'm always under the impression that the really popular parks don't really need a lot of coverage. They're full and people are waiting in line, and maybe they don't get quite as excited about having a feature story in the magazine. And I thought, you know what, just for 1 year, I'm going to totally indulge myself and write about everyone's favorite parks. And they may be a little more crowded than usual, and I'm sorry about that, but I'm really glad to feature them.
Tomorrow, find out which park closes out the year. That's our show for today. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.